Okay, Shalom everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Yud. We are here at the bottom of Tes Amud Beis by the two dots, Tanur Rabbanan. We're going to talk mostly today about the concept of Yom Echad B'Shana Choshev Shana. That's Rabbi Meir's Shita. That sometimes one day can be considered halachically a year. And we're going to see other opinions in terms of that. So let's get to it. So it says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanan. Echad Anotea V'Echad HaMavrich V'Echad HaMarkiv. Regardless of whether you noteya, plant, mavrich, Rashi says, is like almost like you know how weeping willows branches kind of bend down to the ground. So what you do with the tree, says Rashi, is right, is kofif as asmoros ba'aretz. You plant the branches in the ground, apparently, we'll see if you cut it off. We'll talk about that in a second. But you plant the branches in the ground. And markiv is grafting, as kind of grafting one tree onto another. So whether you do any of those concepts, so erev shviyas shloshim yom, lefnei Rosh Hashanah, also lo shana. And if you do that on the, right, again, the halacha, I guess not halacha anymore, but, inyan adyoma, as this year is Shemitah, right, so if you do that 30 days before Shemitah, before Rosh Hashanah, right, more than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, i.e., if you do it in Chodesh of or earlier, so then, also Lo Shana, that counts as a year for Orla, as we said, again, Rosh Hashanah is the year for Netiyah, that counts as a year for Orla, umutter lekaiman b'shvias, and it is mutter, you're allowed to keep them, meaning through Shvius, because right, it's not considered as if it took root during Shemitah. It's not considered as if you worked their land during Shemitah, right? It's 30 days before, and therefore it counts as a year, and it is not considered to be planting on Shemitah. Tosus just asked a pretty good question. He says, if you think of Tosus Dibur Maschal Markiv, that we said, right, if you plant, or if you mavrich, or you stick the branches in the ground, or if you markiv, if you do grafting, so that counts as a year for Orla. Problem is, the Mishnah in Orla says that those last two things, right, do not count as Orla, right? If you look at Tosos, right, that it's at the beginning of Masechus Orla, the Mishnah is Mashmish Dar Kava Potter Mina Orla. That if you do this harkava, if you do grafting, right, so it's not relevant to Orla whatsoever. Okay, so the answer is that depends on whether you cut it off, or it could be right, the planting of the what's called in the trees, sticking the branches in the ground and then cutting it off. That could be subject to Orla, and perhaps where it's not subject to Orla is whether you don't cut it off, it's still attached to the tree. Okay, fine. I mean, he brings the various answers over there. That is a pretty good question. Either way, so we see these three 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so that counts as a year. And then Rosh Hashanah would hit, and that would be year two of Orla, and you're allowed to keep them in Shemitah. But Pachos Mishloshim Yom, I'm just kidding, invite her in the Gemara, less than 30 days, right, if you plant it in the middle of Elul, so then Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, so Lo also Lo Shana, that does not count as a year, and also the Kamei B'Shvias, right, you can't even keep them during Shemitah. Right, that does not count as a year. Uperos netiyazu asurin ad tuba'av. And the Gemara says, now, regardless, right, even right, if you're telling me that, let's say you planted 30 days before, you planted in right after Tisha B'Av. Right, so that's more than 30 days before. So that counts as a year. And then when Rosh Hashanah hits, it's year two of Orla. Regardless, when year three of Orla hits, right, that fruit does not become mutter right away. That netiyazu asurin ad tu b'shvat. It is still usur until tu b'shvat. So the count would go, let's say, until Rosh Hashanah. That's year one. Another year would be year two. Right. Then another year would be year three. And then once you hit year three, it's not mutter right away. You have to wait till tu b'shvat of that year. And im la'orla la'orla, im revai, right, again, if it's orla, right, if it's the third year, then it's usher completely until tu b'shvat, and if it's the fourth year, so then it is usher to eat, it's still orla, until tu b'shvat, and then you can take it up to Yerushalayim, right, net to revise, same halacha as Maaser Sheni, you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. So Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do you know that this is true, right, that it extends, that the iser will extend to tu b'shvat. So, Amar Rabbi, again, even though technically you've hit Rosh Hashanah and the third Rosh Hashanah, and technically should be year three or year four. So, Amar Rabbi Chibar, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Umatu ba Mishmeid Rabbi Yanai. So, Amar Krak, the Pasuk says, Ubishnas HaRivyis, Ubishnas HaChamishis. Now, that is not actually a Pasuk, that is back to back Psukim. Right? If you read the Psukim in Vayikra, right, so, Ubishnas HaRivyis, Yiyah Kol Perio, Kodesh Hilu Lim Hashem, right, in the fourth year, right, all of the fruit is Kodesh Hilu Lim Hashem. Right, it is Kodesh L'Hashem. And in the fifth year, you should eat the fruit. Again, now that pasuk seems to imply that in the fourth year, it's kodesh, i.e. it's aser, and in the fifth year, you should eat it, right? Then you can eat the fruit, right? We know that Orla and Revai is third year and fourth year. Here the pasuk says in the fourth year and the fifth year. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, Pamim sheba revias adayin asura mishum Orla, upamim sheba chamishas adayin asura mishum Revai. Right? So sometimes, right, the Gemara darshins, sometimes it's the fourth year technically, if you're counting like that, but it's still Orla. And it's the fifth year, but it's still Revai. So how does that work? Right? Again, as we said, because once, even though you hit Rosh Hashanah, that it technically should be Mutter, even according to your count, right, that it's the fourth year, but still it's going to be Aser until Tu B'Shvat, because that's Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos. Again, we're talking about Netios, right, plantings, right, that technically it's a little bit of a sapling, let's say. But then once it becomes a full-fledged tree, so then again, you have to wait to Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, which is Tu B'Shvat. Okay. Now, we had said that 30 days before, right? Again, we determined that a year is going to count for Orla is 30 days before. So the Gemara says now, Lema delo k'Rabbi Meir. Maybe this is against Rabbi Meir. Right? Dear Rabbi Meir, because if it is Rabbi Meir, ha'amar yom echad b'shana chashav shana. Rabbi Meir is the one who holds that one day can be considered an entire year. Tanya is blended in a brisa. Par ha'amur b'Torah stam. At any time, the Torah just says the word par. So ben esrim v'arba chodesh v'yom echad, divrei Rabbi Meir. It's talking about a 24-month and 1-day-year-old par. Rabbi Lazar says ben esrim v'arba chodesh v'lamed yom. Right? It says 24. Rabbi Lazar says it's 24 months and 30 days. As you might imagine, right, the par that we're saying here, stam, without any clarification about how old it is, it needs to be. What they're talking about 3 years old, and Rabbi Meir holds, and you need 24 months and a day, and Rabbi Elazar holds, you need 24 months and a month. And that's what the Gemara explains. Shai Rabbi Meir Omar, Komakov Shunamar, Egel Batura, Stam Ben Shana. Anytime it says Egel Stam, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, that's only once by Egel Arufa. Okay, either way, I think that's a Hara I saw here somewhere in the Masifta of the Gra. I don't remember. Okay, I do not know that off the top of my head. I saw that somewhere. But either way, okay. So if Rabbi Meir says that anytime it says the word Egel without any qualifier, so then it's 1 year old. Ben Bakar is Ben Shtayim, is 2 years old, and Par is Ben Shalosh, is a 3 year old. Again, that's what we're saying, that a Par, right, is 3 years old, i.e., according to Rabbi Meir, it's 24 months and a day, and according to Rabbi Elazar, is 24 months and a month. So the Gemara says, otherwise known as 25 months. Right, so the Gemara says, meaning, so that implies, again, Rabbi Meir holds that 1 day in a year is considered to be a year. So our Brisa, we said that 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is the qualifier for Orla, so that seems to be against Rabbi Meir. So Gemara says, I feel the same Rabbi Meir. No, maybe this could even be Rabbi Meir's Shita, because he came, Rabbi Meir, Yom Echa B'Shana Chashav Shana, when does Rabbi Meir say that 1 year, again, third time's Baruch Hashem, as they say in Israel, Pam Shlishli Glida. Third time, I'm not sure whatever that means. So, as Rabbi Meir holds, that 1 day at the end of a year is considered to be a year, that's Besof Shana, right? Rabbi Meir holds that 1 day is can be considered a year, that's Besof Shana, that's only at the end of a year, right? To add on, right? 24 months and a day. That's going to be qualified. That we can view halachically as, you know, starting or counting as the third year. B'tchilas Shana, but at the beginning, lo. No, so Rabbi Meir, at the beginning, what we're talking about over here, right? Before, right? How many days is it going to be from the planting of the tree? Rabbi Meir is going to agree that 1 day does not count. Amar Rava, Rava says, 1 second. You're telling me that the end of something, or the end of a count, is more makil than the beginning of the count. Right? The beginning of the count, you can't say 1 day is considered to be a year. At the end of the count, already you can say, okay, 1 day, you started the third year, that's the third year. So Rava says, I'll bring you a logic by a different halacha that seems to imply the opposite. V'lav kal v'chomru, it logically should be the opposite, that the beginning should be more makil than the end, and the end should be more machmir, because the halacha is by anida. Just to give you a little bit of a background, so midaraisa anida. I mean, we don't hold it as nowadays. We treat all women as zava gadola, any tipa dam, right? They see sheva nikiyim, etc. But midaraisa anida can bleed all 7 days and then go to the mikvah. But the way you count that, well, let's just read now back to the Gemara. We'll explain exactly how you count that. Right, uma nida she'in tchilas hayom olala b'sofa, right? Sofa yom olala b'tchilasa. The halacha is that if a woman sees blood, let's say on Sunday, that's day one. Yeah, and she has to count 7 days. And even if she's, again, she bleeds all 7 days and then she's clean at the end of it, so then she's fine and midah raisa, she can go to the mikvah. But so at the again, that what that means is sof hayom olu la b'tchilasa, at the end of the day, even if she sees blood at the end of the day on Sunday, so that counts as day one. But tchilas hayom does ain't tchilas hayom olu la b'sofa. But the beginning of the day does not help her at the end. Meaning, on the seventh day, she needs to wait the entire day. It doesn't help that she would be clean at the beginning of the seventh day. That doesn't work. Right? We don't say the beginning, that part of the last day counts as a full day. Even though we will say part of the first day counts as a full day. So then we see that the beginning, right, we're more inclined by Anita to say that the beginning can be half a day, or we can have a shortened time period, as opposed to the end, where we say we need the full time period. Rabbi Meir wants to do the opposite. Right? He says at the end, we can say Yom Echad B'Shana K'Choshev Shana. But at the beginning, we don't say that. Well, it seems to be against what the halakha is by Nida. Right? So that's what Rava says. Kavach Omerhu. So Shana, so too by Shana, so too by a year. Shom Echad. Oh, well, the sofa, if you're telling me that one day is considered to be a year at the end, it definitely should be that one day is considered to be a year at the beginning. So the Gemara says, okay, but so LMI. So then what? Then you're stuck, right? So apparently, so who is this Bryce alike? Right? So Rabbi Elazar, right? It must be like Rabbi Elazar, again, who holds at 30 days, as we said before, at the Machlokas or near Rabbi Elazar, right? Whether it's one day or 30 days is considered to be a year. Problem is, Rabbi Elazar, Shloshim Shloshim Boy. Rabbi Elazar, as we're going to see right now, does not hold that you need 30 days for a tree's planting, before a tree's planting to be considered a year, you need 60 days. But the time is blended in Mishnah. Right? Ein noten vein mavrichin, vein markivin erev shviyas, parchos milamid yom lefner shoshana, right? Before Shemitah, you can't plant. Right? Already the laws of Shemitah take hold 30 days before Shemitah. Vim not vivrich v'irkiv, and if you did any of those things, then yakor, then you got to rip it out. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kolar kovash eno koletas begimel yomim, shuv eno koletas. Rabbi Yehuda says, any grafting that does not take within 3 days is not going to take. Okay, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon says shtei b'shabbos. So it takes 2 weeks for the grafting to take hold. Okay, v'amar Rabbi Nachman, amar Rabbi Baravua, the divrei Omer Lamed, and this is again the key point. According to the one who says that you need 30 days, tzarech Lamed u'shloshim. Right, you really need 60 days. Right, the divrei Omer Shlosha, according to the one who says it takes 3 days, like Rabbi Yehuda said, so tzarech Shlosha u'shloshim. You need 33. The divrei Omer Beis Shabbosos, and again according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, who says that you need 2 weeks, tzarech shtei Shabbosos u'shloshim yom. So you really need 30 days. Again, for it to take root, and then another 30 days for it to count as a year. So it can't be Rabbi Elazar Shita either. So the Gemara says, V'inami Rabbi Yehuda. And if you'll tell me it's like Rabbi Yehuda's Sfirah, that we're holding like Rabbi Yehuda, well, Gimu Shloshim Boy, and Rabbi Yehuda requires 33 days. So we're stuck. Who is this Shita that says 30 days before Shemitah, right, that's going to be considered to be a year for Orla. So Ella is rather the Olam Rabbi Meir, so we come back to Rabbi Meir. Didn't Rabbi Meir say, right, the Yom, it makes sense that he should say Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana, where do you get 30 from? So we're adding, so if you add, as we said before, anybody, you have to add 30 days onto all these Shitas, so we'll do the same thing Rabbi Meir. And therefore when we're saying Lamed L'Klita, that we need 30 days, right, again, for it to take hold, right, that's Rabbi Meir's Shita, that he holds, and 1 day is considered to be a day. Ihachi Lamed Aleph Boy, so according to Rabbi Meir, you should really need 31. So Gemara says, Kasavar, Yom Lamed Ol Lakan Ulakan. Yeah, because Rabbi Meir holds that the 30th day counts on both sides, that it also counts for the 30 days for the roots to take hold in the ground, and for Yom Echad B'Shana Chashav Shana. Okay. Fine. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ushneim Mikra Echad Darshu. And everybody's darshaning out the same pasuk. Not everybody that we mentioned up here, but Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar, who argue whether it's 1 day is considered to be a year or 30 days, because the pasuk says, very interesting, by Noach, v'hiba achas v'shesh me'oshana barishon be'echad l'chodesh. It says on the 601st year, on the first, right, in the first day of the month. Right, Remeir Sabra, Mide Hakati Yom Echad, Hu De'ayal B'Shana, Fukikari Le Shana. Right, what do you see? That it's the first day of the year, and it's talking about 601 years. Again, this is 600, not from the creation of the world, this is Noach's life. Right, 600 years into Noach's life. So it's 601 years, the first day of the year. Apparently you see, Shema Minah, Yom Echad B'Shana, Chashav Shana. Apparently you see that one day can be considered to be a year. V'idach, and according to Rabbi Elazar, Ikasev B'Shesh Meos V'Achas Shana Kedamarkta. He says, yeah, if it would have said it was 601 years, right, I would agree with you. But what does the pasuk say? It says Vahi be'achas v'sheish me'os shana. It doesn't say 601 years. It says 1 and 600 years. Right? It says Ash dechsev be'achas v'sheish me'os shana. Now that it says it like that, so shana ashesh me'os kai. The year is going on in the 600. Well, my achas, what does it mean that it was 1 and 600 years? Atchilasa de'achas kama. Right, it's talking about the beginning of the first year. Meaning, it's not talking about necessarily that 1 year, that one day is considered to be an entire year. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar, it's not actually, you know, again, when usually we say when they darshan out the same pasuk, well, okay, either way, yeah, let's go weiter and it'll become clear how they darshan out the same pasuk. For Rabbi Elazar, my time. Well, what about Rabbi Elazar's logic? Where does he get 30 years? Because the pasuk says Berishon be'echad lechodesh, on the first of the month. So Gemara says, "Me'adikati yom echad hu ta'al b'chodesh v'kakari lechodesh." What do you see? Rabbi Elazar says it was the first day of the month, and it called it a month, right? But Rishon, the first month, the first of the month, right? So it calls it a month. So Shema Mina, apparently, what do you see? Yom echad b'chodesh chashav chodesh. Apparently, one day can be considered a month, and umidi yom echad b'chodesh chashav chodesh. And if you tell me that one day in a month can be considered a month, so then lamed yom b'shana chashav b'shana. So then a month can be considered a year. Right, v'chodesh lemnuyav, v'shana lemnuyah. And we go according to how we count, right? We count a month by days, we count a month by months. And that's Rabbi Elazar's logic, that you could just extend it. If you can count one day being a month, so you can count one month being a year. Okay, weiter. Okay, yeah, you know, we'll stop here, and we'll go, right, tomorrow, nachon, because tomorrow we're going to talk about the machlokas in terms of who created, when was the world created, right, whether it's in Tishrei or Nisan. Already mentioned that, I think, in passing. One of the more well-known dapim, I would imagine, in Rosh Hashanah. But either way, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.